Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Hidden Treasures. The man's nickname was Big LT, probably because he was 6'7" tall. An auto accident led to the loss of his foot. Even though he received a modest disability check, he and his family were having a hard time making ends meet. He thought about selling a tucked away old Indian blanket that he inherited from his family. He took it to a reputable appraiser and was told it might be worth several $100,000. When it finally went to auction, it was sold for $1.5 million. It's an amazing true event. Big LT's story makes me wonder what unknown or unacknowledged treasures might be in my home or yours. What about my Bible? The average home has 4.6 Bibles, but how many times is it tucked away, seemingly hidden? Almost 1 in 5 churchgoers confess they never read the Bible. People are so focused on earth's pleasures that little time is left for God's book. Jesus said we should lay up treasures in heaven. The Bible is our roadmap to reach heaven. David often immersed himself in Scripture. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. Psalm 119:162. What about my Christian spouse? Do I see my husband as a treasure? If so, I need to tell him. No price can be put on a solid Christian marriage. Two people are united physically, united spiritually, and help each other keep the faith. Affirmation, kindness, and gentleness are just some of the treasured byproducts of a good marriage. What about my family? When was the last time I thanked God for them? When did I last tell them how much I appreciate their devotion to the Lord and the peace and unity it affords? A grateful heart brings out the good in others. What about my brothers and sisters in the Lord? Do I view them as treasured souls? When was the last time I thanked God for them? Paul wrote, "Therefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Ephesians 1, verse 15 and 16. After the unbelievable sale of Big LT's Navajo rug, he remarked that his life was going to be very different. The same can be true with our homes. We may be going through hard times, feel spiritually bankrupt, unappreciated, and lacking a host of things, while hidden treasures are in our homes and could dramatically improve our lives. We just need to be persistent and tireless in our search for them. Today's verse, "With all my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119, verse 10.